Unexpected.
Welcome back to Sounds Unexpected, a podcast acting as a hike for ears. I'm your host, Morgan Schoonover, and today our episode features two artists creating work specifically for headphones. In order to experience the intimacies and intricacies of this work, grab your favorite pair. As we discussed in our last episode, research in electronics opened, and continues to open, an entirely new sound world for us to explore. One incredible avenue is the development of how we share and consume sound, and this episode focuses on the peculiar and fascinating invention called the headphones. Nathaniel Baldwin created the first successful headphone set in 1910.
Presenting the year 1910.
Working in his kitchen, he used the earpiece of a telephone receiver to create a private, wearable listening experience, and then sold them to the United States Navy. Headphones remained quite exclusive until 1958, when John C. Koss developed the first pair of stereo headphones, liberating the headphones to the wider American public. Their invention offers us a mini escape through sound. While wearing them, our physical location is decorated with sound from somewhere else. We can sit on a train, and someone plays, sings, or speaks directly into our ears, allowing us to block out the drone of the tracks, the beeping as the door closes, or the conversation happening a few seats away. For an artist creating specifically for headphones, this direct connection to the ear offers intimacy and a more sculptural way of mixing sound. That's right, I can speak to you from here, or here, or here, or here, and bring awareness to your aural sense of space. Julia Koelmans is a Dutch composer and sound artist. With a curiosity in environmental sounds and listening, her work explores how we perceive and relate to place, and how listening can shift the conceptions of our daily environment. Her piece, Filtering In, was commissioned by Spitalfields Music and explores the London borough of Tower Hamlets. As one can imagine, London is a busy, loud, and fast place. This piece explores the quiet moments in between through field recordings and a trio made up of violin, double bass, and piano. In the installation, audience members listen to the piece through headphones, while sounds of the city are played through speakers in the room. We obviously can't recreate that experience through this medium, but perhaps you might notice that the sounds of wherever you are will filter in just the same. Amy Bolton is an artist based in Sweden who works with technology. Her work has roots in psychogeography, a concept developed by a group of European thinkers called Situationist International. This avant-garde group was made up of artists, intellectuals, and political theorists who were inspired by anti-authoritarianism, as well as the Dada and Surrealist art movements. Amy's work questions what feminist psychogeography is and could be, and how it relates to our senses. Today we are hearing two movements from her work Street Haunting, a title inspired by Virginia Woolf's essay, Street Haunting, A London Adventure. We hear urban sounds that reveal to us the environments of both Leeds and Sao Paulo, while an occasional narration offers us observations and moments for contemplation. This narrative was edited, translated, and performed by women local to the cities. We will first hear Leeds, followed by Sao Paulo.
We're gonna tell you and enjoy what you do for these holidays. I do remember. Show some love today. His wife was calling it. Stop all this thing. Take your
would you work 137 hours for an £895 coat?
Yeah, but he did that so he could survive. Not so he could buy a fucking car.
That's so he could look good.
Yeah. I know, and honestly, that's one of those cars where you know it's £795. I would not know. The only other person I know of it, no, that was an iPhone. And Harry Walker. And Harry Walker. Yeah, he put it on a chair.
In cities, we often have to spend a long time waiting together with strangers.
Thank you.
Sometimes they want to talk. Most often not.
Please check your journey time on www.melbourneroadway.co.uk.
How does it make you feel when a stranger wants to talk? Perhaps it depends on the day,
yeah.
On your mood. Perhaps it depends on where you're from, how much you're used to that kind of thing. Some people think that the further north you go, the more friendly people are. The logic being that the lower the population density, the less anonymous we feel to each other. But then if you go further north, some people believe that the isolation increases an antisocial relationship to strangers. What are we looking for in these interactions? Comfort? Security? Just a laugh? A feeling of being seen and acknowledged.
O sol forte queima a nuca e as costas. Essa mudança brusca de estações é atordoante. Não é natural? A luz forte dos dias longos ainda cega. Os helicópteros dominam o céu. Aqui é a cidade com mais helicópteros do mundo. Deve de ser. Mas ainda escutamos os pássaros. Mas ainda escutamos os pássaros a cantar. As ruas são como mares de corpos, muitos corpos, todos os tipos, todas as cores, jeitos e cheiros.
I love that we're on a roll.
Um homem velho para na sua frente. Ele quer vender controle remoto para a TV. E quem precisa de um controle aqui no meio da rua? Com tanta gente, há de haver necessidade para tudo. Tem tanto mendigo na rua. Esquecemos das coisas. Tem coisa que não muda. É tanto frio de noite e perigoso. Imagina os seus sonhos. O que será que ele sonha enquanto a cidade barulhenta continua sem eles?
Thank you.
quanto parecemos gringos na rua. Viajantes de mochilão, com sotaque de anos morando fora. Deve dar pra perceber de longe.
We're going that direction, we're just waiting for everyone again.
E as expressões? E o jeito de andar nas ruas? Tudo isso denuncia um estrangeiro?
Let's go back to the idea about headphones being a method of transportation. Despite wherever you are right now, your headphones are helping you to make observations about urban environments, whether you're located in them or not. These pieces saturate our hearing, helping us to better understand these places socially and scientifically, and serve as an oral artifact of specific people, places, and time. Thank you for listening to Sounds Unexpected. I'm your host, Morgan Schoonover. See you next time. Sounds Unexpected is made possible by KFAI in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You can learn more at kfai.org.